Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
One more rate cut.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The consensus seems to be this. The Federal Reserve will cut its key interest rate again today by a quarter point, and that'll be it for a while. The Fed has been cutting rates since September to try and stimulate the economy. Now it may step back and let things be. The weakness of the dollar and the threat of inflation are big enough concerns that it might be time to pause. In a couple hours, we'll also get the latest reading on the economy when GDP comes out. Economists expect a sharp downturn in the first quarter numbers. Between the Fed and GDP, the stock markets are in wait-and-see mode. Some minor losses in the Asian markets today. European shares are also down a fraction. Yesterday, the Dow fell 39 points to 12,381. The NASDAQ added a point to 2426. And the S&P 500 lost 5 to 1390. ExxonMobil said today that striking oil workers in Nigeria have agreed to go back to their jobs. That helped drop the price of oil $3 to $1.15 a barrel. But Exxon has something else to worry about. The family that founded the company, the Rockefellers, will go public today with complaints about Exxon's tactics on global warming. Jill Barshay reports.
The Rockefellers want to reduce the power of Exxon's CEO and bring in an outside chairman. Robert Monks is a shareholder who's been agitating for this change for years. He says the Rockefellers are angry Exxon's been funding think tanks to discredit global warming.
Exxon is enabled to go in public discourse and say the science is unsettled. Well, the science is unsettled because Exxon paid to have it unsettled.
Exxon is making big profits, but investors are worried it'll soon sell out of its oil. John Chung is the controller for the state of California, which has $4 billion invested in Exxon. He says the Rockefellers want Exxon to fund research now to make sure it'll have energy to sell tomorrow.
It's a major development. This is a resounding call for ExxonMobil to get up to date.
Shareholders hope to shake up Exxon's board at their annual meeting next month. I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
The New York Restaurant Association will be in federal appeals court today. It's trying to stop New York City from requiring some restaurants to post calorie counts on their menus. A new study might support the restaurant group's defense. It suggests calorie information alone doesn't stop people from buying Big Macs and Whoppers. Lisa Roth has more.
The new study says if fast food is there, we'll eat it. Harold Goldstein is executive director of the California Center for Public Health Advocacy, one of the groups that did the study.
We're living in a junk food jungle, and not surprisingly, we're seeing rising rates of obesity and diabetes.
20% more diabetes and 23% more obesity, to be exact, compared to people who live in neighborhoods with a lot of supermarkets and produce stores. Goldstein says it doesn't matter how much money people make, what race or ethnicity they are, their ages, or how much they exercise.
So what this study shows is that whether we realize it or not, the food options available in our neighborhoods influence our health.
The study looked at 40,000 Californians, but Goldstein says the data will hold up anywhere in the country. Among other recommendations, he and his colleagues suggest cities limit the number of fast food restaurants and encourage groceries and other businesses that sell healthy food. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
They say China is the factory to the world, and that includes making flags. One factory in southern China was making these very colorful flags to ship out to other countries. The workers didn't know what the flags meant, but then they saw them on TV. They were Free Tibet flags. The workers alerted the Chinese government.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. And by Gather.com, where friends can stay in touch. People are talking at Gather.com.
The latest consumer confidence survey came out yesterday. We should start calling it the Consumer Anxiety Survey. The number of people who said they were planning a summer vacation was the lowest in three decades. Obviously, gas prices are a big reason. Some politicians want to put the gas tax on holiday so people wouldn't have to pay the extra 18 cents a gallon this summer. But commentator Robert Reich doesn't like it.
Talk about a dumb idea. It will only encourage Americans to drive more, thereby increasing demand and causing gas prices to rise even higher. Driving more will also put more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which fuels global warming. And this will cost taxpayers some $10 billion. It's a cheap political gimmick that does nothing to stem the rising price of oil. You want to hold oil prices down? In the short term, strengthen the dollar. Part of the reason oil prices are soaring is because the dollar is tanking. The Treasury and financial ministries of other rich countries should buy back dollars to stop speculators who are bidding the greenback down. Over the longer term, though, China and India's insatiable demand for oil will continue to drive oil prices up, and turmoil in the Middle East is likely to keep them up. So there's really only one way for us to go: alternative sources of energy, wind, solar, biomass, water, and, if we can make it safe enough, nuclear. Why aren't oil companies investing in these alternatives? They have more money now than they know what to do with. But basic research is too risky. And why should we expect them to invest in alternatives to oil anyway? They aren't even putting that much into oil exploration. They figure the best way to keep their stock price high is to use their windfall profits to buy back their shares. Now, this may be good for their shareholders, but it's terrible for America. That's why it's time for a windfall profits tax on oil companies to finance our way to sensible and sustainable sources of energy. Forget the summer tax holiday on gas. We need a permanent holiday from oil.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His latest book is called Super Capitalism. And I just realized I inverted the numbers on the Dow. The Dow is at 12,831, not 381. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.